The 150 Hollywood celebs shelled out $40,000 apiece to have dinner with President Obama. Expected haul for the re-election fundraiser, a record $15 million. Most of it coming from tens of thousands of smaller donations, part of a raffle for two tickets to the event.
The one-night total was more than Mitt Romney had raised in a month. The Spanish government is about to announce a bank reform package. It's trying to avoid the bailout fate of Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. A meeting today in Greece is seen as a last-ditch effort to form a coalition government. Failure to do so could jeopardize its membership in the Eurozone. This is NBC News Radio. Two girls kidnapped by the man who killed their older sister and mother are safe this morning. NBC's Kurt Gregory fills us in.
A day after Adam Mays was added to the FBI's 10 most wanted list, Mays is dead.
Preliminary reports indicate Mays shot himself in the head and was later pronounced dead at an area hospital.
The girls were also taken to the hospital and are in good condition. The Navy says the sonar and explosives it used could be hurting dolphins and whales in the Pacific more than they thought. New research shows it may cause more than 1,600 instances of hearing loss or other injury to marine mammals each year. And, dude, that was one awesome wave. A 44-year-old Hawaiian surfer has made it into the Guinness World Records for riding a 78-foot wave off the coast of Portugal. Garrett McNamara's awesome surf in November beats a 2008 record by more than a foot. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. Not only do we offer a whole lineup of free services, but now you could win free gas for a year by entering the Peak Free Gas for a Year sweepstakes. Yeah, I said free gas for a year twice. Why? Because it don't cost nothing. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/peakgasgiveaway for program rules and to enter.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some investors are asking, is it 2008 again? World stock markets surrendered gains after the late Thursday revelation that J.P. Morgan Chase lost $2 billion in 6 weeks and could lose another billion. This after one or more traders, including a person nicknamed the London Whale, made massive and risky bets on the corporate bond market using complicated arrangements such as credit default swaps. The trades backfired badly. J.P.'s CEO says the strategy was egregious and self-inflicted. The timing is bad for an industry trying to fight further government regulation, especially of risky trading. Most markets in Asia and Europe down a half to a full percent after all this. Our stock futures are down, S&P futures, NASDAQ futures each losing 8 points. The video game universe is nowhere near as fun as it used to be. Industry tracker NPD Group says the whole business is hurting. Sales of video games down 42% in April. Console sales down 32%. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day. with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work. Teamwork. Pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trujano.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, the 11th day of May, 2012. Pleasure to be with you on First Shift as we end another week of glorious broadcasting. And we accomplished a lot this week. I didn't count the guests, but I'm going to average five a day times five, which is 25. Wow, that's a lot of guests, plus all the information. Carry the three. Oh, never mind. Good morning, everyone. A pleasure to be with you. We have a great show for you today. We have some great commentary for you today. If you've not yet been to our Facebook page, you need to go see the recent cover of Time Magazine, or what will be the next cover of Time Magazine, because it's my understanding it's not even out on newsstands yet, but it is making the rounds, quickly going viral. Why? Well, we'll get to that in just a minute, but if you want to tease yourself a little bit, and I don't mean that in a sexual way, and that'll make even more sense to you when you see the cover, well, just head over to Facebook, search for First Shift, and you'll see at the very top the Time Magazine cover that is coming up this week. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Lots of other stuff to comment about as well. And then, of course, we have our cast of regulars, and not-so-regulars. George Gold will be joining us. He is going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Michigan Summit, which is tomorrow. We still have some tickets to give away, so this is how we're going to handle that. This is exactly how we're going to handle it. Send me an email. When my tickets are gone, and I've got plenty, when my tickets are gone, I will make an announcement. You need to be able to go. Of course, it is in East Lansing, at the Kellogg Center. It is tomorrow. Registration begins at 8. The program begins at 9. So if you'd like to go, I'm giving away in pairs. So two of you. Not that if an individual wants to go, I won't do that as well, I guess. And your name will be at the door. So all you will need to do is show up and say, "Here I am." And they'll say, "Oh, yeah, we knew you were coming." Absolutely. Good to see you again. Just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. If email is not an option for you this morning and you would like to get tickets, just call the show. Let Anthony know and he'll let me know. 888-552-3595. And I'll be announcing this throughout the morning as well as our last chance to get you in on the deal for Pro Flowers, but we'll come back to that as well. So there's a lot to do, including in the next hour. Like I said, George Gold will be with us. Brenda Lawrence, the mayor of Southfield, she's also a candidate for Congress. We will check in with her. Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift at 7:50. Joe DeSano will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and that could get interesting. All I'm going to say, the only thing I'm going to say about the 8 o'clock hour is, what would happen if Joe and I actually not only disagreed on something, but vehemently disagreed on something? Well, you might just find that out in the 8 o'clock hour. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. And we'll go there. I don't see first word on here again. So, guys, can I assume that the first word stuff isn't in the system again? Can I make that assumption? Yes?
We can get it for you.
Well, it's that time. So, I need it now. So if it's not in there and it can't be in there immediately, then I'm just going to move on. So I'm going to move on. All right, don't worry about it. Okay, well, our first word, we're just going to go into it. I guess we don't need the Tony Trupiano dancers to do this. Our first word today is destination. Destination for a variety of reasons. One of my reasons, quite honestly, is my destination tomorrow is East Lansing. My destination is to spend some time with other like-minded progressives and maybe not so like-minded progressives. You see, tomorrow at the Michigan Summit, there will be people of all walks of life. Some of them I will have much in common with. Others, hardly anything at all. But isn't that the beauty of the journey? You know, the destination. You see, we all always get to the destination. We always think we're going there. And, you know, there are those that would say, if you want to wax philosophically about this, that it really is about the journey, not about the destination. But sometimes it is actually about the destination. It truly is. Tomorrow is one of those times that it's about the destination. You know, elections are a journey that actually leads us to a destination. The destination is the actual election itself. And so for some candidates, half of them actually, all things being equal, it ends there. For others, the journey, the next journey begins. So destination is critical. I'm very optimistic that, you know, we are continuing to change the journey and making sure that the destination ends up looking more like we need it to, we being our side. And you don't have to necessarily have a D after your name to be on our side, do you? No, that, again, is part of that journey. And, again, reaching the destination, whatever the destination might be. It doesn't always have to be a physical place, does it? No, absolutely not. Sometimes it can be an emotional place, very much so. And so let's not tie ourselves down into thinking that a destination really is about arriving at some physical place, because it can also be about arriving at the right mindset. So keep that in mind as you contemplate today's first word, which was destination. And the destination for the Detroit Tigers last night was eventually going to end up in the win column. Thank God. Good morning, Jeffrey. Welcome back to this Friday program.
Good morning. I will take all credit, by the way, for the Tigers winning. Thank you. Actually, you're welcome. You can thank me.
Can I ask? I have no problem thanking you, but can you tell me why I would be thanking you?
Oh, it has to do with fantasy baseball.
Well, come on. I'm listening.
My pitching is full of just outstanding pitchers, but they're all having horrible starts of the year, so I'm just grabbing at straws. Statistically, one of my best pitchers has been Bartolo Colon. So I looked ahead. Oh, they're playing the Tigers. Tigers on the West Coast. The West Tigers haven't really been hitting that well. They can't even score more than one run against the hapless and horrible Mariners. Yeah, Bartolo Colon's destroying pretty good teams so far. He's pitching at home. He's got the power of Brandon Inge on his side. I will play him against the Tigers. And sure enough, because the world is out to screw me this year, as soon as I play him, the Tigers' bats come alive. He gets tossed in the third, and all is right with Detroit. This happened. If I would have left him on my bench, by the way, then the Tigers would have gotten. He probably would have thrown a no-hitter. I'm just saying, the world. That's how the world and the universe works.
Are you feeling like a victim today?
A victim? I don't know. It's one of those scenarios, and if you ever played fantasy sports, you know this. Where it's like if you play somebody against your team. Then you have a win-win. Like, if your team kills your fantasy player, then you're like, well, good, at least my team's doing well. And if your fantasy player does well, it's a slight consolation prize for your team losing.
Okay. Well, I don't live in the world of fantasy sports, so I'm just going to take your word for it. Also, I guess I will thank you, so thank you. But I'm just thrilled the Tigers won last night, even though Brandon Inge hit another grand slam. Didn't matter.
12 RBIs in three games.
Good for him.
It's incredible. I definitely, this. I mean, this is the best scenario for Tigers fans. The ones who hate Inge, it doesn't matter. The Tigers won. ones at Love Inch, the Tigers won, which they still love.
And their guy did well.
And their guy did well.
Right. Yeah, right. That is the perfect scenario. It is the perfect storm. Well, good for the Tigers. Although I'm sure Brandon Inge is not gloating in personal statistics today, because that's just not the kind of guy that he is. Obviously, sometimes a change of scenery does a guy some good, doesn't it?
Could be.
Seems to be at this point. I realize that it's only been a few games. He's only played, he's been there a week?
Yeah, and I wonder, it's not Oakland. I think it would just be anywhere. To me, it's funny that the Indians didn't try and get in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where former Tiger, and I guess former A. Hanahan, Jack Hanahan is now. Talk about sticking it to the Tigers. Last year, the Tigers kind of stuck it to the Indians, right? Getting
right.
Peralta?
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been fair play if they would have had any interest at all in Inge, and he'd be hitting grand slams for them.
Well, yeah. You think he would. But anyway, I'm just I'm thrilled the Tigers won. I'm, you know, happy for the Inge family. God bless them. And that's that. So, anyway, we go into the weekend hoping they do well. Where are they headed this weekend?
They're still going to play Oakland.
Oh, they're still in Oakland.
Okay. That was the first game of the series.
You're right. It is. Geez, town, where am I at? You know what? I didn't even realize it was Friday. I wasn't thinking it was even Friday till I got up this morning. And then I went, oh, wow, today's Friday, which was a good thing. So,
see, if you're in this room, you know it's Friday.
What does that, being in that room have to do with it?
We look forward to Fridays in this room.
Oh, because you eat breakfast.
We like Fridays. That's all I'm going to say. Solidarity.
Okay, I'm just saying. The reason it is because you like breakfast. That's why.
Who doesn't like breakfast?
I'm not a big fan of it anymore.
Seriously? You don't like breakfast?
I don't.
Do like the meeting, though.
Like the meeting, but the food has become a non-issue for me, obviously. But it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah, anyway. I like the meeting as well. I like the end-of-the-week wrap.
Sure you do. I know you. Everything revolves around your stomach. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's take a quick break. 888-552-3595. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all the moms out there. Then we'll listen. We got a lot to do, including if you have not been to the Facebook page yet, the Time Magazine cover. We'll come back and chat about that. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trivio.
I'll pay higher taxes. I look at it this way. I can pay higher taxes and people can have jobs, or I can pay lower taxes and I have my kid's teacher asking me for a loan because she's going to lose her house, which is true.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
It's nice and quiet on your ride so far this Friday. Just got a report of a construction barrel that's in your left lane. That's on 275 southbound, just after the 94 exit. So just use some caution in that area. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75. And it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Over 100
240 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. The 2012 Michigan Summit has an ambitious goal in mind, reaching across movements, geography, race, and gender to provide people skills and the ideas they need to make the American dream a possibility for all of us in 2012. Follow their lead and register today by going to themichigansummit.org. The Michigan Summit is hosted by Progress Michigan and generously supported by the Arcus Foundation and sponsors like the American Federation of Teachers, Michigan Voice, Service Employees International Union, America Votes, and many more. Please join Progress Michigan on Saturday, May 12th, 2012 at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing, Michigan, beginning at 8 a.m. in what promises to be an amazing day of activities, including the dynamic keynote speakers George Goel and Barbara Arnwine. Don't delay your registration. Just go to themichigansummit.org and register now to guarantee your seat for what will be an amazing day of activism and empowerment. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tripiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the Daily Poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tripiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tripiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
Welcome back. I am Tony Tripiano. Time Magazine and their next week's cover will run, the cover story will be on Are You Mom Enough is going to be the title of the article. And, well, we'll talk in a minute about what that means, but the cover in and itself is quite controversial. Let's listen to a little audio from Fox 2 News. It's a local story on the cover, and then we'll come back and chat about it.
The cover of Time Magazine has exploded on Facebook and all over the Internet. What's your reaction?
If you saw it in the grocery store with the kids with you and that, is that okay?
No, I think it is pretty offensive.
Fox 2 sampled Metro Detroit reaction, and everyone has something to say about this cover.
I try not to show my children these types of pictures around the house, and I don't really appreciate it being out in public like that.
The cover mother is 26-year-old Jamie Lynn Grumet of Los Angeles. She says she's still breastfeeding her 4-year-old son. The article, Are You Mom Enough?, raises the question, is there too much attachment parenting in America? Do we coddle our kids to their disadvantage, such as co-sleeping, allowing your children to sleep in bed with you, and 4 or more years of breastfeeding? The article asks, are parents not letting kids grow up?
I mean, I think first children, I think you're more apt to let them sleep in the bed with you and rock them to sleep at night. And then as you get more, there's not enough room in the bed and you want to get some sleep. So, you know, kind of weed them a little earlier. And I saw it at work. One of my coworkers, somebody sent it to her on her phone. I think it was her boyfriend. And so she was like, you got to see this. And she showed it to me and I laughed. And
your reaction was laughter?
Yeah, it was funny. It was totally funny.
And a dad with 3 kids has this to say.
I think it is life. I mean, I think nowadays kids and are staying at home longer, and I think mothers are probably nurturing a little too much.
Yeah. You don't have a problem with the cover out in public in the grocery store checkout?
No, not at all. No.
How many do you have?
One? I got 3.
You got 3?
3.
I had one mom tell me, the first one, I'm a little more protective. They sleep in bed with me as they get older. But another child, it's different.
Yeah, you go tag teaming to man-to-man to zone defense. So the more you get, the easier it gets.
No doubt the way Time planned it, it's gone viral on the Internet, but it is really not out on newsstands yet. I think when it gets out in the next few days, it'll even be a hotter topic. We're live in Royal Oak. Ron Savage, Fox 2 News.
All right. Well, let me I guess what I should describe the cover. The cover is, a 26-year-old woman who is fully clothed, and her 4-year-old son is standing on a chair and has his lips around her bare breast, breastfeeding. So that's the cover. That's what people will see on newsstands come Monday. Is that offensive? Is it appropriate? Is it right? Is it wrong? I guess that's up to you. And then, of course, it asks the question, are you mom enough? And this idea that the guy said, well, one of the realities is kids are staying or hanging out at home longer. Now, that may be true, but I don't think it has anything to do with this piece. And is your mother overbearing? Over-nurturing. You know, is there a point where, you know, moms have to stop being moms? And I'm saying moms because this is about moms. This story is about moms. It's not about dads. It's not about families. It's about moms. And I think that we, some of us can agree that it's often mom that's a little more attached to the children than dad. Not all the time, but certainly that is true. So, anyway, Jeff, what are your thoughts on this cover?
I was shocked when I saw it, and for other reasons, but also even still with the thought that it actually is a 20. I mean, that's the real 26-year-old mom and her son looks way older than 3. Apparently, in the picture, he's 3. He's 3 in the picture. He's 4 now.
Okay.
I thought, like you said, 6 years older, and so it is. I think it's times trying to get your attention grabber. But then the story inside, I think, is, you know, you might dismiss the cover based on what it is, but I think the story is interesting inside.
Well, again, we did post it to our Facebook page, and we did get some comments right away. We have 3 comments, and they're all interesting. You know, one woman wrote, I think that how long a mom chooses to breastfeed her child is a personal decision. However, I find the photo to be bordering on kiddie porn. Time magazine obviously wanted attention and controversy. Otherwise, they'd have an average photo. Anyway, I think that this does border on kiddie porn as well. In fact, you had said originally you thought maybe it was, you know, they'd hired people to pose for a picture, basically actors, and that would have made it pornography in my world. If they were 2 people that didn't know each other, and keeping in mind one of them's a child. But it is, I don't know, is it inappropriate? Yeah, I'm gonna say it is inappropriate. I have no problem with breastfeeding, and I have no problem with somebody deciding personally how long they want to breastfeed. Do I think 4 is too old? I personally do. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I don't understand what the ramifications of a 4-year-old breastfeeding are.
Or what the benefits are.
Or the benefits, right. I mean, I know the early benefits to breastfeeding. It helps build your immune system. There's something in breast milk called colostrum, which you can only get from breast milk, and it does help to make a healthier, even more intelligent child. There have been studies that show that. But I don't know that there are studies that say breastfeeding your 4-year-old has some kind of super benefit moving forward. I just don't know that that's true. And I realize that breast milk is the complete nutritional fix. How long do you do that for?
I think if you can wear cargo pants, then it's probably time to move on to something else.
And, of course, you're referring to the kid in the picture wearing cargo pants.
Yeah, he looks way older than...
He does. He looks 6 years old. He does look 6 years old.
Maybe, you know, if you keep getting breastfed until you're 3 or 4 years old, it ages you faster.
Well, to be honest with you, as I'm looking at this picture, I'm not trying to cause any controversy, but he almost looks like he's got a little bit of a belly on him. So, you know, I'm just saying. It's okay, I guess, at that age to have a little bit of body fat, no question about it. Listen, who am I to say? But I'm just saying this is just a little outside the lines.
As far as the cover goes, what do you think about what was talked about, though, in the story as well, where parents are babying their kids too much these days?
Yes, to some degree. Listen, I was very active when, I was very involved with my kids when they were growing up, and yeah, I think that we baby them too much. Some people baby their children too much. I was never one of those people that believed in taking your kid to the doctor every time he has a sniffle. And I knew plenty of parents that did and still do that, even with their adult children.
Well, and you know what else I've noticed real quick, because we talk about this on the show all the time, is how people treat their kids in relation to their teachers. That's changed a lot.
All right, well, let's come back and talk about that, because I'm kind of curious what you mean by that. 888-552-3595. Feel free to join us. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
It's nice and quiet on your ride so far this Friday. Just got a report of a construction barrel that's in your left lane. That's on 275 southbound, just after the 94 exit. So just use some caution in that area. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Joining me now is Chad. What is the personal property tax, and how does it indeed affect certain communities?
Personal property tax, the tax, the machinery and equipment inside of a business as opposed to the building and the land. And for some communities, it's a huge percentage of their local budget, and it's not necessarily the communities you would think. In some cases, it's fairly small towns.
On 1310 WDTW.
And lo, Samuel the Lamanite decried the greedy habits of the inhabitants of Zarahemla and proclaimed them doomed. You are cursed because of your riches, declared the prophet. Though a cautionary tale from biblical times, Zarahemla would seem familiar to us today, with its exaltation of wealth, extreme class division, crass money corruption of politics, and government's disregard for the poor and needy. Only, the fate of Zarahemla is not a Bible story. It's from the Book of Mormon. With lifelong Mormon leader Mitt Romney running for president, the national media's focus on the religion has mostly dealt with fundamentalist Christian Republicans who insist that Mormonism is an unholy sect. But little attention has been paid to the remarkably progressive egalitarianism at the center of the church's doctrinal founding, an ethos 180 degrees opposite of Romney's unabashed celebration of avaricious wealth accumulators like him. Those who criticize Wall Street greed and government policies that favor the rich, Romney says, are simply guilty of envy and class war. However, Salt Lake City writer Troy Williams points out in a recent Salon article that Mormonism's founders, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, preached and practiced a social order based on communalism. Not communism in the Marxist sense, but a form of communal living and shared resources. There shall be no private ownership of streams and timber, Young decreed. These belong to the people, all the people. The frontier prophet also said, we have plenty here, and under communalism, no person will suffer if there is an equal distribution of the necessaries of life. This is Jim Hightower saying, wouldn't it be fun to hear Mitt reconcile this moral imperative of Mormon egalitarianism with his present espousal of plutocratic narcissism?
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. Listen, hey, folks, before we go any further, we were talking about moms on the cover of Time Magazine and, are you mom enough? Well, for those of us that know she's mom enough, we got to make sure we're going to be taking care of her on Sunday, right? This may be your last chance to do this, so I want to make sure that you all get in on this deal. For $19.99, if you go to proflowers.com, you're going to get a dozen beautiful roses that you are guaranteed to last a week. You get a free vase. Well, there's one other thing you got to do. You got to go to proflowers.com. At the very top, there's going to be a little microphone. You're going to click on that. The keyword is Tony T, T-O-N-Y-T. And you're going to get that deal. Beautiful roses, a dozen beautiful roses, a beautiful vase for $19.99. Now, for $10 more, you can get another dozen roses plus the vase and a box of chocolates for $10 more. But you just need to go to proflowers.com and take care of this. So just do that. Go to proflowers.com, click at the microphone, type in Tony T, get the one of the two deals. $19.99, a dozen roses and the free vase. $10 more, two dozen roses, the free vase, and a box of chocolates. It can't be any simpler. So whoever that important woman is in your life this Mother's Day weekend, make sure, guaranteed, to make her happy by sending her some flowers from proflowers.com. Why would you not do this? Seriously, why would you not do it? So, anyway, pick up your laptop, go to your desktop, type it in www.proflowers.com right now. All right, Jeff, before we had gone to break, you had made a comment about the kids and their teachers, and I wasn't quite sure what your reference was.
Just the way parents treat their kids, it seems like, and again, I'm influenced by what I watch. So I'm watching Mad Men, and that's the 60s, early 60s, late 50s. And when the kids get in trouble, they immediately, parents, I guess, back in the day, the first thought was that the adult in the situation was right and that the kid was in the wrong in some way. And nowadays, it seems like it's completely flip-flopped, and maybe in certain some situations and cases, it's rightfully so. You should believe your own kid in some situations, but there's that famous cartoon that I think we had on our Facebook page, or maybe a guest that we've had have had on their Facebook pages before, where when something went wrong, the parents we talked to the teachers and then got mad at the kids. Now they talk to the kids and get mad at the teachers.
Well, certainly that does happen. Anybody that's in the educational setting will be the first to tell you that. You'd be astounded. I talked, and I think I mentioned this some time back, but one of my former teachers literally retired before she wanted to because she did not like the way parents were making demands of administrators who felt pressured to bow to parents' demands. So she got a little tired of doing it, and what actually happened was she was giving X amount of homework, and two parents had complained that she was giving too much homework, and the principal in her building actually told her to dial it down. Imagine, but that's what happened. And so she decided to retire early. And she didn't lose really anything by doing that, except she wasn't ready to retire. Which means she did lose a lot.
I just know growing up, whenever I came in and I thought, okay, my parents are going to be on my side on this one, and I would be like, hey, this happened at school, their immediate response was, well, obviously, the teacher was right, and you somehow, have nothing to complain about in this situation. If it was something serious, though, I think I could express to them, okay, look, it was, if it was like a serious, like my rights were being violated, I think I could have expressed to them and they would have, you know, taken more serious belief into it and we could have expanded into it. But if I was thinking, oh, you know, they gave me a C on this thing and I think I should have deserved an A, you know, they would have been like, well, work harder next time. Where some parents, I think, would have been like, well, wait, my kid's getting discriminated against here. And
yeah, you know, it gets even worse when, as a parent, you're relying on your children's grades or athletics or whatever to get them a scholarship, as an example. And so let's say you've got an all A or an A and, you know, mostly A and a couple B students, and all of a sudden that C slips in there. And, yeah, the parent actually goes after the teacher because they can't fathom that their child isn't earning better grades than a C, right? And it's not like every class and every subject is going to come naturally to every single kid. And I get that. I will never forget, when I was in college, there was a guy that I knew quite well that got a B in an English class. And he had never had a B in his entire life. This was his senior year of college. And this was a 500-level independent study. And he found out that he was going to get a B, and it would be the only B on his academic record, right? Now, a college senior, Jeff. His parents actually came and talked to the dean of students about changing his grade. I'm not exaggerating. That actually happened. Because they didn't want their son to have one B on his academic record. By the way, there's nothing to be ashamed of there, is there? A B? I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the question is, are parents too attached to their kids? And I think we are at some level. You know, I say we. I'm a little overprotective. I think Anthony would probably agree with that. I'm not going to put him on the spot on the air. But, you know, there are certain things that you want your kids to be happy. You want them to be protected. You also want them to be independent, but you don't want them to be too independent. You want them to do their thing, but you don't want them to do too much of their thing. Listen, your kids growing up and growing older and then moving out or whatever they do, that's hard. That's a big transition for anybody. So when they're 3 or 4 years old, can you, I don't know, hoard them too much? I think you can suffocate them. Sure I do. Is breastfeeding at the age of 4 a little over the line? I personally think it is, but I'm not going to judge this woman or any other family that decides that that's what they want to do. My question, of course, is, you know, some women breastfeed because it's cheaper than buying formula. It's a lot cheaper. Formula is expensive. Because I know you've never had kids, Jeff. I don't know if you understand how expensive formula is. It's very expensive.
I've got friends who have kids.
Okay, so it's very between that and diapers. I mean, two of the greatest days as a young parent: the day your kids stop taking a bottle, and the day your kids stop that are potty trained. Because that stuff's expensive. So, you know, some families breastfeed just because it is cost effective to do that. That's why they do it. But 4? Man, that to me is a bit excessive. I'm just saying, I think that's a bit excessive. So, anyway, I'm sure people will continue to comment on that time cover as we work our way through the morning. I also want to throw out, and we'll start it here and get to it on the other side. Mitt Romney, as I'm sure many of you are aware, a story broke in the Washington Post yesterday that he was basically a bully in high school and picked on a particular kid because he had dyed his hair blonde. And the assumption the inference that's made is that this young man was different and therefore bullied because he was different. In fact, one of the article quotes Mitt Romney is saying as a high school kid, well, we can't have that here, whatever that means. So you take that for what it's worth. So I put up a poll question this morning, and I asked, you know, should Mitt Romney be held accountable for what he did in high school? And although we've only had 6 people so far ring in on the poll, Only one person is saying, yes, he should be held accountable for what he's done in high school. Jeff, here's what I find fascinating. The people that are responding to this poll are not our usual suspects.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, most of the names here are not names that I have ever, or I recall seeing much at all. A couple of them I do, but most of them I don't. So I just find that interesting. Some of these people are quite liberal. And they're saying no. No, we shouldn't hold Mitt Romney accountable for what he said or did in high school. So I'll throw the question out there, and then we'll come back, listen to some audio, and talk about this a little bit more. But certainly if you have an opinion on this, Mitt Romney bullied a kid in high school. It's clear that it happened. And yes, the campaign wanted people to be hush-hush on it. And they've come out publicly. Some of them Republicans come out publicly and said, yeah, I was asked to shut up, but it is what it is. It's what really happened. Do you believe that Mitt Romney should be held accountable for what he did as a high school junior or senior? Should you be held accountable for things you did or said as a high school junior or senior? Let's say you're 50 or 60 years old, 70 years old. Have you changed just a little bit since then? Just suggesting that might be possible? Just saying. So anyway, we'll come back, and again, we've got a little audio on this. We'll chat about it a little bit further. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Want to remind you again, I have some tickets for the Michigan Summit at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing tomorrow. If you want to go, just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. I'd prefer to give them away in pairs, but if there's an individual that wants to go, I will accommodate you. Just send me an email. Or you can leave a message with Anthony and he'll get it to me, 888-552-3595. We'll take a break and we'll wrap up this hour on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
United States of America, Barack Obama.
Do you know Mitt Romney?
I've met him, but we're not friends.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Elizabeth Weiger joins us now.
The founders of our nation who wrote the Constitution specifically gave the federal government the power to speak with one voice for our nation with respect to immigration and foreign affairs. And so the Solicitor General, Don Verrilli, made this argument to the court yesterday saying, look, you know, the way that we treat non-citizens and nationals of other countries within our borders is a serious matter that has foreign affairs implications that affects everyone in the United States. So what Arizona or Alabama or Utah chooses to do in harassing people in its state so much so that they, as Arizona puts it, self-deport, that has implications for the country as a whole. And that's why individual states should not be setting immigration policy like Arizona.
On 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 11th day of May, 2012. A pleasure to be with you. We're asking our poll question this morning. Should you be held accountable for things that you do in high school? And I've been surprised early on that people are saying no. Just a little surprised by that. Not that it's about Mitt Romney that people are just in generally saying no, we shouldn't be. So we're going to go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We welcome Sonny in Anchorville to the show. Sonny, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, at the time that he did this over his high school days, you know, why shouldn't it be kept accountable? I guess if you got enough money, you don't have to be accountable for anything. His father taking cars away from the factories away from Michigan, him laughing about it, and everything that goes on. I'm sorry. I feel he should be held accountable. He laughed about all us people, our working people, through this whole campaign, laughed right in our face. And if the people of Michigan can take that kind of stuff from this guy, then we deserve everything we can get.
All right. Well, you know, Sonny, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your point of view. You know, Sonny's right. If he should be, you know, if he can laugh about this stuff, then, you know, Sonny feels he should be held accountable. That's fine. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of having this discussion. Everybody's got a right to their opinion, including Bruce. Bruce, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
I think this is a pattern, Tony. I mean, I'm reading the part of the article here on Democratic Underground, and you know, I think you left out the fact that you kind of danced around it a little bit. But this Romney perceived this young man to be gay, and I think that's a crucial part of this. And Romney has a pattern. You know, he's one of these guys that, oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't make real apologies where he says, I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I won't do it again. He makes these apologies, these non-apology apologies usually, which are something like, I'm sorry if anyone is offended. And I just think it shows a pattern of behavior, you know, whether it's, you know, people that don't have money, whether it's gay people, you know, and now he's just, you know, obviously the biggest flip-flopper we've ever seen. So I think because it shows a pattern and he hasn't really made amends, that I think he does need to be held accountable.
Well, you're right. He certainly hasn't made amends. I mean, he's been continued, I think, and maybe not as directly as he did with this this classmate, but certainly he's made a lifetime, Bruce, of picking on people that are less advantaged than he is. There's no question there's a real track record of this happening, whether it's as a businessman and crushing the little guy or just as a regular citizen. Even when he talked about, you know, I like the fact that I can fire people. You know, he said it in a way that a little too gloatful. I don't know. There's something creepy about this dude.
Well, I think too, if he weren't as wealthy as he is, it is a very good chance. If this didn't happen at Cranbrook, where there's a lot of wealthy people, I think that he probably should have been even brought up on criminal charges.
Well, you know what?
In
back then, unfortunately, Bruce, it wouldn't have happened because this stuff, you know, everybody turned the other cheek when stuff like this would happen when Mitt Romney was 17 years old. Rarely did they even think about criminal charges with something like this in the high school. These things were dealt with, as you know, very quietly between parents and students, and so we may not have ever known had he had, of course, not run for the presidency. I appreciate the call. 888-552-3595. Stephen Monroe joins us now. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
What's on your mind?
I'm kind of, well, you know where I'm coming from on this. 46 years after the fact, if it's even fact, his family, this gentleman's family came out and said they don't recall any of this incident. But putting that aside, 46 years later, where was the vetting of our current president when he was running? Where was the vetting on him on anything? There was no background checks of anything, and here we're going back 46 years to find a possible thing where he was bullying some kids.
That's not entirely true, but let's try not to do this. Let's try not to make everything, well, they did this to him, but not to him. There are certain things that are factual, and I'm not picking on Mitt Romney here. What did you hear me say? You heard me say the majority of people on our little poll here are agreeing with you that this shouldn't be an issue, okay? The majority of people are doing that. So
right, I agree, Troy. Well, why are we even bringing it up? I mean, it's just...
Because it was a national story yesterday. That's why we're bringing it up. Why wouldn't we bring it up, Steve?
Because it's all political, Tony. You know, it's brought up just at the timing where the president comes out for gay marriage, and this has been kind of a hot topic lately, and this just fit perfectly into the storyline. That's all it is.
Well, you know, Steve, that's that liberal media. Brother, have a nice weekend. I appreciate you listening and calling, as always. 888-552-3595. James in Garden City joins us now. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony. Many times I've read that there's a portion of the brain that makes critical decisions that does not even form until you're 25 years old. And then, again, there's some people who are just born mean. And or, like myself, before I was 17, I made up my mind I was going to make a career in the Navy because I watched so much suffering in World War II. I put 31 years in the Navy Reserve.
Well, thank you for your service.
And so there may be a reason, and different eras have different attitudes about things in general.
Oh, there's no question. I appreciate the call, James. Thank you so much for ringing us up this morning. I don't disagree with what everybody has said. I really don't. And there's room for everybody's opinion on this issue because it is one of those things where we all know people that even in a 5-year period can change. I've had friends that were wild, absolutely wild men until they got married and their first kid, and they don't come close to even looking like the same person they were 2, maybe 3 years ago. So, yeah, people can change. We need to be open to that idea. We need to be open to the idea that sometimes pattern of behavior does exist long before we wanted to. Anyway, Bomani joins us now from Detroit. Bomani, as always, my friend, nice to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just real quickly, that guy who just called and said they never vetted Barack Obama, he needs to remember William Ayers and Reverend Wright and Louis Farrakhan. Don't say they never tried to associate him with his past. I mean, that was ridiculous. That's really all that I have to say.
All right. Well, then I appreciate it. We're out of time anyway, so I appreciate that. Listen, I understand where Steve is coming from, but this we need to stop. It's never going to be tit for tat. It's just never going to be that. So let's stop doing that. We can't apply the same criteria against two people that are so diverse. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney share little. I mean, they share very little. They have very little in common. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to talk about the Michigan Summit in the next hour. We're going to talk to Southfield Mayor and Congressional Candidate Brenda Lawrence, and Occupy Detroit will be with us as well. So let's take the break and keep this thing going. We'll be back.
WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
All right, let's check your roadways. We do have a problem. It's on 94 eastbound at Cadieux. You have an overturned vehicle, and that's blocking two right lanes, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from Connor. Also got a road construction note, 275 northbound between the Ford Road exit and the 96 M14 exit is down to two right lanes, and that's got slow traffic there. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees.
Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Richard Louie. Tennessee murder suspect Adam Mays is dead following a manhunt. The FBI is saying preliminary reports indicate Adam Mays shot himself in the head. More from NBC's Kurt Gregory.
The man accused of kidnapping four members of a Tennessee family and murdering two is dead. The two girls police feared he was holding captive, 12-year-old Alexandria Bain and her 8-year-old sister Kalia, are safe.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for an attack that killed a NATO service member in eastern Afghanistan. An advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration is endorsing what could be the first drug ever approved for preventing HIV in healthy people. J.P. Morgan Chase is owning up to $2 billion in trading losses over the last month and a half. They were caused by bets gone wrong in a division that's supposed to manage risk for the company. This is NBC News Radio. President Obama was busy fundraising on the West Coast yesterday, one day after announcing his support for same-sex marriage. NBC's Tracy Pott says the president reportedly raised close to $15 million.
President Obama's $40,000 plate dinner at George Clooney's house last night may be the biggest single fundraiser ever, more than Mitt Romney raised in a month.
Indonesian climbers have found at least 10 bodies near the wreckage of a Russian-made jetliner that crashed into a steep volcano slope. California has the highest number of foreign-born residents in the nation. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, one in four California residents was not born in America, much more than any other state. Dude, that was a really big wave. Guinness World Records is acknowledging a 44-year-old Hawaii surfer for riding a 78-foot wave off the coast of Portugal, saying the November run beats a 2008 record by more than 1 foot. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Richard Louie, NBC News Radio.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell parts. We introduce exclusive best-in-class parts, like new Wearever Platinum, the overall best-performing ceramic brake pad available. According to an independent test, Wearever Platinum delivers better stopping power and a quieter stop compared to other leading brands. And new Wearever Platinum is only available at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, has been a vocal critic of government efforts to further regulate the nation's financial industry in the wake of the big crash 4 years ago. And that makes J.P. Morgan's new revelation all the more spectacular. Lending fresh fuel to calls for more government financial oversight, J.P. reveals it lost $2 billion in 6 weeks as at least one trader and its chief investment office made highly risky bets in corporate bonds using the very schemes Uncle Sam seeks to limit. Word of all this helped sink stock markets in Asia and Europe, as well as futures here. S&P, NASDAQ futures each losing 8 points, Dow futures down 66. Few new game titles to excite people, and the plethora of free games on social networks. Just a couple of factors challenging the video game business right now. Industry tracker NPD Group says last month sales of video game titles dropped 42% from a year ago. Sales of game consoles fell 32%. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by a sure guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guaranty's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. Not only do we offer a whole lineup of free services, but now you could win free gas for a year by entering the Peak Free Gas for a Year sweepstakes. Yeah, I said free gas for a year twice. Why? Because it don't cost nothing. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/peakgasgiveaway for program rules and to enter.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green. Granger.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Indeed it does. Today and every day, for that matter, we don't even really take the weekends off. And this weekend is an excellent example of that. Many of you will be joining me tomorrow in East Lansing at the Michigan Summit. And we do still have some tickets to give away to that. Again, you can just send an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, or give us a call. Let Anthony know you'd like a pair of tickets, 888-552-3595. When we've given them all away, we will let you know. In the meantime, feel free to reach out to us. I'm just kind of working backwards in this hour. Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift at 7:50, and they do that every single day. At the bottom of this hour, Southfield Mayor and Congressional Candidate Brenda Lawrence will be my guest. But before we do any of that, we are going to talk right now to one of the keynote speakers at the Michigan Summit tomorrow, and that is George Gale. George is the Executive Director of the National People's Action, a network of metropolitan and statewide membership organizations dedicated to advancing economic and racial justice. George has been an organizer and strategist for 17 years, crafting city, state, and federal campaigns on issues ranging from preventing foreclosures, outlawing predatory lending, and advancing immigration reform. Under George's leadership, the National People's Action has helped lead the fight to hold big banks accountable, advance financial reform, and prevent foreclosures. He is co-founder of The New Bottom Line, a national alignment designed to restructure our relationship with Wall Street and the financial sector and advance a vision of a more equitable and sustainable economy. I know I look forward to meeting him tomorrow, and I welcome him to First Shift today. George, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm very excited to travel to the state, to the Capitol tomorrow to listen to your address without asking you to give away the whole thing. Of course, that's what tomorrow's about. What can we expect you to address tomorrow?
Well, I think we're at a, you know, like critical juncture in terms of where we go as people that, you know, fight and really care about economic and social justice. And you know, we can bear down and try to fight to save what we've got, save our homes, save our jobs, save any kind of progressive policy we've passed over the last, you know, few decades. Or we can actually take this moment and really reimagine what's possible in terms of our economy. And I think it's hard for us to do that at times because things seem so dire that our expectations get lower. And if we let our expectations be lowered, we've already lost. So I really want to kind of challenge the group to think big about what's possible in terms of both transforming our politics, but also our economy. And also hit on the fact that I really don't think there's any road towards like serious economic justice in this country unless we address the very out of balance relationship we have with the corporations. So I definitely want to dig into that tomorrow.
How do you equate this to, you just heard me mention the Occupy movement, the 99% spring movement, certainly two movements that are in concert with both your message and I would think the work that you do at the National People's Action?
Yes, I think it's all, I think these are all parts of the same sentiment that's been like boiling in the country for a while and it's finally starting to boil over a bit. But I think, you know, since the financial, here's my take. When the financial crisis hit and Obama became president, that progressives collectively were not sharp enough in naming the real villain in the story. And I think there was some space there that we left open. And as people were trying to make meaning of a really tumultuous moment in our country's history, another set of folks, the Tea Party and corporate conservatives, you know, came in and tried to help people make meaning, and they named the villain as, you know, unions, people of color, immigrants, community organizers, and ultimately government, President Obama. But I think we really know government isn't the problem, it's the prize. But right now, like, we're not really even in control of our own government. The folks on Wall Street and some of the big corporations are. So I think what we're seeing is more and more movements, more and more energy, more and more capacity being put into directly challenging the corporate sector, Wall Street, and the folks that are really ultimately right now running the show.
Well, challenge for real change or challenge just to challenge? Because, George, I think that those are two very important distinctions. And obviously, I know the answer I hope I'm going to get from you, but I'll let you answer the question.
Oh, about the two differences?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'll just speak for National People's Action, but it's like, you know, our members who are low-income and working-class folks from all across the country, need immediate relief right now, whether it's around jobs, whether it's around housing, whether it's around stabilizing their neighborhoods. So the idea is real change. And I think the challenge we have to figure out is how do we, like, secure improvements in both corporate and public policy that help people right now, but also keep our eye on the prize in terms of really transforming our relationship in terms of our power relationship with Wall Street and the corporations. If we don't ultimately address that, we might win some small stuff. Things would be a little less evil, but we ultimately wouldn't have really changed the political landscape. That all of the work that we do happens within.
Oh, and that of course is the real challenge. I just want to remind people, my guest is George Gale. He is with the National People's Action. He will be one of the keynote speakers at tomorrow's Michigan Summit. Again, you can find more information about the summit online at themichigansummit.org. So I want to suggest that you go do that. You know, George, it's interesting as I, of course, have gotten out into the community, getting more active, really listening to people. And I try to just be, you know, I get to talk 3 hours every day. So when I get out into the community, I really like to try to be a better listener than talker. And really what I'm hearing more than anything is this idea that an alternative mindset is not something that we can just afford to think about or dream about or talk about in quiet rooms, that it's really time to step up and create the kind of change, that create the kind of societies that we not only want but deserve, that we've earned in some way. And in my world, to me, that's just perfect justice. And I have no problem with this, but I also understand that it doesn't mean it's not going to be painless.
Oh, well, I think it's exactly. And I think the challenge we face is, one, I think we have to narrow the gap between what we believe and what we say. And I think at times, you know, I think Fox News and the whole kind of right-wing media machine has had a lot of us not actually saying what we truly believe. And so actually kind of softening and muddling our message towards the middle versus actually saying what we really believe in terms of transformative change. I think we got to narrow that gap. And I think ultimately we're going to have more people in the streets. I mean, we certainly want to, you know, advance change through our political process. We are at a place where our politics are so broken. If that's our only strategy, I think we will lose. And that's why, you know, this spring there have been more demonstrations at corporate shareholder meetings than at any point in American history. And we're only halfway through the spring shareholder season. Last year there were demonstrations and maybe six shareholder meetings. So, you know, some were banks, some were other kinds of corporations. This year there have already been 20 and the tens of thousands of people mobilizing. So I think you're going to need a serious, like, political strategy, but you're also going to have more people in the streets. And I think the reason I think that's important is there is a crisis. A lot of people in this country are experiencing the crisis, but we need to, like, fully expose it and expose those that are perpetuating it. And that's why I think you're going to see more and more nonviolent direct action this spring.
Well, and, you know, again, I've been very active and involved in that, but our conversation today isn't about me, George Gales. Let me ask you this question. Those people that are on the bubble, they're not quite doing poorly, but they're really not doing well. You know, there are a lot of those people out there. We actually need them on our side. What message can we deliver to them this morning that gets them to pay attention to what it is we're doing?
I think the people that are, you know, as you say, on the bubble are feeling the same kind of anxiety that you know, people that are, you know, doing very poorly or doing much more poorly than they were a while back. And I think that's what's unique about this moment is more and more people are having a similar experience. There's a set of people in this country that have been blocked out of opportunity, communities of color, immigrants, women for a long time. But now the circle is widening. And so I think more and more people see themselves in the struggles of the 99%. And I think we make a mistake when we assume that people in the middle or even moderates aren't frustrated with the dominance of corporations. I mean, the polling, you know, from Pew and from Gallup shows that about 70% of Americans are very frustrated with the amount of power that corporate America has in our politics. So I think that people are actually ready for a more serious, sharper message. And I think when we muddle the message and go, you know, with progressives in D.C., good people, many of them friends of mine, that start to, like, pull test this stuff to death and massage the message to death, you come out with mush. And I think the more crisp and hard-hitting the message, the more it's going to resonate with people and the more honest it's going to sound.
Well, I'm excited to hear what you have to say tomorrow to what will be a room full of really eager and anticipatory activists that are both progressive and I think open-minded. You know, I've gone out of my way, George, to invite, and in fact, yesterday I gave a couple tickets to somebody that is quite conservative, who promised me that he and his wife would come up and keep an open mind. I think it's time we have these kinds of dialogues, George.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think when it comes to, like, economic justice and figuring out how do we get this country back on track, I think it's a big tent effort.
No, there's no question. Listen, we're out of time for today. I'll look forward. Hopefully we'll have a chance to meet in person tomorrow, but if not, I'll look forward to hearing what you have to say. Thanks so much for giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You bet. George Gale again with the National People's Action. Big part of Progress Michigan Summit. We're going to come back, get to a little more audio, and maybe specifically talk about, but what about them? This what about them mentality. What about him? What about what he said? What about what he did? What about it? Let's take the break. We'll come back and First Shift will continue after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute, we're watching an overturned vehicle that has two right lanes blocked on 94 eastbound at Maross, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from East Outer Drive, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. Also, we got a road construction note, 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 exit. You reduce to two lanes, and that's causing slow traffic there. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org. www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The 2012 Michigan Summit will celebrate and champion progressive change that is driving Michigan and will challenge all of us to make sure that all of Michigan moves forward together. Please go to themichigansummit.org right now and register to make sure you have saved yourself a seat for Saturday, May 12, 2012 at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing, Michigan, as keynote speakers George Coel and Barbara Arnwine promise to deliver messages that transcend petty politics and empower all of us to find a new path to prosperity together as we reach across every sector of society to uplift and engage all of our friends and colleagues. TheMichiganSummit.org should be your first stop in planning for a future that is all-inclusive. Please join Progress Michigan in energizing, engaging, and winning. Register at TheMichiganSummit.org right now.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity doll.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
All right, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let me take this from a couple of different perspectives. Charles Krauthammer and Marco Rubio, one of them is a journalist, the other is senator, but still don't know how the second one happened. Anybody can be a journalist these days. They continue to drive a message that confuses the bejesus out of me. So let me play the audio, then I want to come back, but I'm going to tie this into what happened with Mitt Romney yesterday in just a minute. Go ahead, play the audio.
As we saw with Prop 9 and other referenda on gay rights, those people who oppose gay marriage are demonized by the pro side as bigots, as haters, and often suffer boycotts and worse. Whereas I think he ought to say to the country a difficult decision, each side ought to respect the other and not demonize them.
Charles is absolutely right when he talks about one of the pitfalls of this issue is this effort to demonize people. But that's not unique to this issue. I mean, look, if you're not in favor, I spent all week kind of chuckling to myself being lectured by my senior colleagues here about the student loan issue. I'm one of only two U.S. senators that has one, and yet they're lecturing me about student loans. And obviously, if you don't vote for the Democratic plan on student loans, then, you know, you don't, you're not in favor of students. If you don't agree that the federal government should have the power to mandate that the Catholic Church pay for things the Catholic Church teaches against, you're waging a war against women. If you don't believe that we should raise taxes, you're waging a war against the working class. I mean, every week, it is an effort by this president to divide one group of Americans against another group of Americans for the purposes of getting him reelected. It's very, very sad.
All right, do you think the president would have
turn it off. I don't care what Laura Ingraham had to say. Marco Rubio, got every single point in that wrong. Every single point in that was wrong. Because it's actually the Republicans that are doing this. Now, with all due respect to Steve that called it earlier, Steve and I are very friendly with each other. Steve tried to do exactly the same thing. You can't. These are not, you know, Democrats don't demonize. It's the Republicans that demonize these issues. You know, there's a reason why they say the Democratic Party is the big umbrella party, because we welcome all points of view, all people. Whether you are gay, whether you're straight, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian, it doesn't matter. You are all welcome. Welcome with open arms in the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party, they like to have their nice little token groups. You know, they're 1.8% Asians and they're 2.3% African Americans, whatever it is. So they want to make sure they have representation, but that's more for the coffee table book that they want to put out that says, look at how diverse we are as Republicans. It is Republicans that are the hate mongers. It's the Republicans that turn this stuff around on all of us. It's not the Democrats that do it. Democrats don't care, for the most part, don't care about gays in the military. We don't care. Why don't we care? Because it doesn't matter. We don't care about gay marriage. Why? Because if two people love each other, they should all have access to the institution of marriage, the glorious institution that it is. I'm not the first one to say it, but sweet Jesus, if heterosexuals are the poster children for monogamy and marriage, we are in trouble. Committed gay couples are committed gay couples. Big freaking deal. Why make it something it's not? If you are religiously opposed to it, then you're religiously opposed to it. There are certain things I'm religiously opposed to, bestiality being one of them. And if you don't think we can all agree on that one, or at least the majority of us, because we know that we can't all agree on that issue, you know the point I'm making here. I don't try to ram my point of view down your throat. I try to educate you to the issues. Do I try to get you to see it my way? Absolutely. Do those of you that don't see it my way, do I change any minds? Sometimes, rarely. But we know that those on the left have very little representation in the media. They have very little voice in the media. And so when we get the opportunity like this show, like Tom Hartman, like Ed Schultz, like Randy Rhodes, like Alan Colmes and others, then we take advantage of that to educate, empower, inform. Listen, the story broke yesterday, a national story broke yesterday, that Mitt Romney was a severe bully in high school. And yes, I did dance around the earlier issue that it was assumed that this young man that he bullied in high school was gay. And Mitt Romney said, we can't have that here. Really, Mitt? Why? And then Jeff just posts a piece to our Facebook page. Jeff, remind me if I get it wrong. He's saying it's okay for gay couples to adopt but not marry, or it's not okay for them to adopt. I can't quite get the essence of this story.
Completely confusing. And it's okay for them to adopt, but they can't marry because a kid should be raised by a father and a mother.
So if they can adopt, then why is that okay? Because if gay people can adopt, there's not a father and a mother in that relationship. Well, that's why it's confusing. I get it. I'm sorry. Listen, folks. You can't have it always. Listen, if Mitt Romney is against gay people adopting and gay people marrying, just say so. You can't be all things on all issues. That's why, you know, and by the way, somebody, you know, took me to task over calling him a baboon. I said that the other day. How about a buffoon, which isn't an animal at all? It's just what he is. He's a buffoon. Anybody that would allow himself to be led around by his nose the way that Mitt Romney is, or his ear, or his penis, or whatever he's led around by, maybe we should pierce his nipples and drag him with some chains that way. One would go left, one would go right, because he can't figure out where he's at. I mean, Mitt Romney, you know, we talked to you, somebody had sent me an email the other day that the national symbol for the Romney campaign should be a flip-flop, you know, the footwear I thought maybe a spatula. But either way, we're good. And, you know, there's a website about Mitt Romney's foibles, his mistakes. Go find it. You're going to be amazed at how seemingly incompetent a very intelligent man is. Because he can't be, he's not this stupid. He's not as stupid as he comes off to be. He's not. You can't make the kind of money this man has made in his life. Some of it deviously by being stupid. So I'm not gonna give you a paint a picture of a stupid. This is not a stupid man. But you have to begin to wonder, because he gets so much of this stuff wrong so often. What in the hell is he thinking? Or who's he listening to? Or who's he following? I got to imagine when he goes home at the end of the night and he turns to Ann as he's taking his socks off for the maid to pick up in the morning. He says to her, I don't know, honey. I don't know if it's going to be worth all this. Because, by the way, if he does get elected, it gets worse. Brenda Lawrence, when we continue, folks, stay where you're at. A lot more to do on First Shift in this hour and the next. I'm Tony Trupiano. We will continue on 1310 WDTW right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute, we're watching an overturned vehicle that has two right lanes blocked on 94 eastbound at Maross, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from East Outer Drive, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only. Also, we got a road construction note, 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 exit. You reduce to two lanes, and that's causing slow traffic there. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day and 75. And it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
AFL-CIO political director Mike Podhorzer says the labor movement is using a super PAC called Workers' Voice to directly empower labor and progressive activists. The law calls it a super PAC, but Podhorzer says it's very different from the corporate super PACs launched by people like Karl Rove. And it's an antidote to the misleading TV ads that corporate cash will flood our airwaves with during the presidential campaign.
The labor movement believes that the only antidote is going to be the truth that people speak to each other one-on-one. And so we've set up Workers' Voice not to compete with Rove dollar for dollar, but to recruit and connect and empower progressive activists all over the country to fight for candidates who are going to be for progressive issues and fight against the lies that are going to be on TV.
Workers' Voice lets people who contribute to the fund decide how it's used. The AFL-CIO is implementing a more independent political effort on behalf of working people, and Podhorzer says Workers' Voice reflects that.
Many people were asking, well, what does that exactly look like? And this is part of what it looks like. It looks like returning power to the people who do the work and care about it and are affected by the economy, and going bottom up, not top down, and creating the network and the tools that people need to be effective organizers.
Does the U.S. need a national paid maternity leave policy for workers as most other nations have? Jesse Russell takes a look.
The United States of America is one of the few countries on the planet that doesn't have a paid maternity leave policy. Former Vermont Governor Madeleine Cunin argues in her new book, The New Feminist Agenda, that such legislation would be a benefit to society and the country as a whole. Cunin goes farther and references Scandinavian countries that have extended family leave to fathers. She explains why such a policy is important.
Otherwise, a woman may find that she's at a disadvantage in applying for a job if it's only a leave granted to women. But if it's granted to both men and women, they're on a level playing field. Plus, many dads today would like to be home with a new baby.
Cunin said having a strong maternity policy on the government level isn't only important to mothers, but also to the next generation of children.
But in reality, they're all of our children. You know, these are the children that are going to grow up to be the workforce of tomorrow, to be the taxpayers of tomorrow. They fall by the wayside, then we fall by the wayside.
This newscast is made possible in part by underwriting from the OPEIU, the Office of Professional Employees International Union.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, 35 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we're going to get to my next guest, as promised. I wouldn't expect Mayor Brenda Lawrence to remember this, but back in 2004, I was actually at the Fleet Center in Boston, and I was broadcasting from there, and somebody from the Democratic National Committee said, the mayor from your hometown, which was not my hometown, but nonetheless, said, wants to be on your show, and I don't think that Mayor Lawrence would remember that, but she was on my show. At the time, I was doing a nationally syndicated radio show. I am now doing a local radio show, but happy to have the mayor of Southfield and a candidate for Congress on my program this morning. Mayor Lawrence, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on your show again, Tony.
It was, you know, again, I wouldn't expect you to remember way back in 2004 when we first met, and it was that was a very busy convention, if you'll recall,
yes,
where you and I for the first time met Barack Obama.
Yes, it was. I tell you, the each convention has been such a memorable occasion. If you're a Democrat, it's like your feeding that you get to really boost your spirits and get excited again about being a Democrat.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to let's talk about a few things in the time that we do have available. You're currently the mayor of Southfield, and you know that ascension in and of itself is quite a story. The first, not only the first female, the first African American. Certainly something that you earned. You worked your way through both the school board and then the city council. And so, you know, Mayor Brenda Lawrence, you know, you every position you've held, something that you've worked very hard to attain.
Yes, and I'm very proud of my record. You know, it always feels good when the public supports you. You know, I've been elected reelected three times to the position of mayor of the great city of Southfield. So I'm very honored to hold the position of being a public servant for this city.
All right. Well, now you turn your attention to wanting to be a member of Congress. So let's talk about why that is important to you.
What's amazing about the year 2012 is that the congressional districts were redrawn. So this is a time when the seats, there are no incumbents. The seats are redrawn. I was excited to see how the seats were, all of the communities that were drawn into the district. And I have really enjoyed having a national voice as on being on the executive board of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, being the chair of the Democratic Mayors, and really lobbying for those issues that are important to our communities, being a voice. Sitting down with the President of the United States over six times and conferences at the White House in my national role for mayors. And I'm really, when this opportunity presented itself, to really step up and to have a voice of a national level to impact our policies, our legislation, I can't tell you how excited I am about it.
Well, you know, some would say, and if you just kind of take a step back, some would say, listen, you're running against, a pretty formidable slate. You do have a primary. One of the candidates is gaining endorsements left and right, raising money like there's no tomorrow. So, you know, to play devil's advocate with you, Brenda Lawrence, so why do you think this is a race that you can win?
It's a race I can win, and I will win. It is one that this district And the communities they represent are all the Grosse Pointe, Harper Woods, a large section of Detroit, crosses 8 Mile, Rollo Township, Oak Park, Southfield, Farmington Hills, West Bloomfield, Kegel Harbor, Orchard Lake, Sylvan Lake, Pontiac, and Hamtramck. This district is really a snapshot of the people and the constituency I represent in Southfield. It has one of the largest Jewish populations. This district is 58% African American because it was drawn as a result of the Voters' Rights Act. It is a very large Chaldean. It has Chaldean town in it, Chaldean population. It also has Hispanic in it as well. It has some of the most wealthiest cities or real estate in the state, and it has some of the cities with some of the most challenges, and some even being under a financial manager. And so I have, through my experience of being the executive of cities, of a city, and being one of the major and larger cities in this region, confronted and dealt with all of the issues. So I'm qualified. I'm really passionate about the public service responsibility of the elected official. You ask anyone in Southfield, my business community, or even people in this region, I'm very respectful of the role and responsibility that the voters give me. I'm extremely passionate. I fight for those issues that I feel that are important. And you know what? I am uniquely qualified because I don't have to be informed or educated on what those issues are on the ground. On a national level, I deal with them. And here at home, I deal with all of those, you know, the COPS grant, the SAFER grant. I have transportation dollars. I have community block grant dollars. All these federal programs and legislation that impact our quality of life, I deal with them on a daily basis. And so I'm experienced, I'm passionate, and I have the political courage. We, for the first time in the state of Michigan, have zero Democratic women. Zero. At one time we had three. We had Debbie Stabenow, we had Lynn Rivers, and we had Carolyn Kilpatrick. Right now we have zero Democratic women. And women for the first time in this country, in Congress, is declining. As you know, we're less than 20% representation in the country. However, we are starting to decline, and we were, you know, for years we were going up, and then we just became stagnant and we were there. Now we're declining. The political courage to stand up as a proven leader in this region, to say that I want to stand up and represent and be the voice of this, is something that should not be taken lightly. So I'm running, and I will tell you this, Tony: endorsements don't vote; people vote. And I've been endorsed by unions and have supported and stood up and fought and lobbied for the right for collective bargaining my entire political year, which has been over 20 years. And I'm proud of that. And I will continue to be a voice, to stand up and fight for the right of collective bargaining and for those who are unionized and workers.
Well, I'm the first one to say, in fact, I just said on the show last week, that endorsements don't vote. And you're right. Listen, at the end of the day, it's really about the work that you're going to do on the ground. I know that you're knocking on a lot of doors. You have on your staff one of my favorite activists, Chris Jensen, who is just an amazing human being.
She's
just, I don't know where she finds the energy. I really don't get it. But, you know, God bless her. Let her continue to do it. There's no question that you're committed. You know, both your run for Oakland County Executive, where you did quite well, certainly as the Lieutenant Governor candidate with Virge Bernero just a year and a half ago, showed that you're not afraid to step up to the plate, that you are certainly an agent of change and willing to take on the issues that that people need to take on. If people are interested in finding out more about your candidacy, is there a place we can send them online?
Yes, BrendaLawrence.com. And also I encourage them to Facebook, Twitter, and also the old-fashioned way to sit down and talk to me, 248-262-7502.
Give that number out again.
248-262-7502. 0-2.
Doesn't get any better than that. I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, Brenda, I, of course, have admired you from afar for a long time. It was wonderful to see you just a couple weeks ago when we were at the Young Democrats mixer before the Jeff Jack dinner. There is nothing easy about being a candidate. I've had lots of candidates on the last couple weeks, and we're going to continue to do that. You sacrifice a lot. You have to put yourself out there. You get no time to yourself. And then, of course, it's nothing but about raising money.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just one of the realities of politics. And whether you like the rules or not doesn't matter. If you want to play the game, you got to play by those rules. So we're going to wish you the very best. And I hope that no matter what happens, that we will continue to have you serving us in some capacity.
I want to thank you for the venue that you provide to educate the people of this region, and the passion that you have of representing those who sometimes don't have a voice. So I want to thank you for that. I'm working hard. I tell people that there are so many stories of the underdog, and I guess I'm deemed the underdog winning, but it comes down to having the support and the trust of the voters, and that's what I'm going after. I have a very, I'm very proud of my record, and look forward to August 7th to be the next congresswoman of the new 14th congressional district.
Well, very good. Brenda Lawrence, again, I want to thank you for your time. BrendaLawrence.com, again, is the website that you want to go to. We will, I'm sure, visit with you again.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Mayor of Southfield and congressional candidate Brenda Lawrence was my guest. Again, go online. All you have to do is search Brenda Lawrence. You'll find her on Facebook easily enough. I gave you the website. This isn't rocket science, folks. There are some difficult decisions that we all need to make. I will say this, whether you're voting in the 14th district, the 15th, the 11th, the 13th, whatever district you're voting in, you need to vote for people that you feel strongly about. And I'll say it one more time. Don't be afraid to ask the people, even if you know they agree with you on every single issue that you care about, don't be afraid to ask them to articulate that for you. There's nothing wrong with asking to hear it again, just to make sure that this is where you want to be. All right, Dave Kirby will be with us. He is no stranger to First Shift. He'll be with us after the break as our Occupy Detroit segment will occupy First Shift. A quick break, and we'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
These pancakes are something else, I'll tell you. These pancakes are as large as my win in Puerto Rico last night, I must admit. That is really something. You haven't gone to work on this pancake yet.
On 1310.
Number one, I need some pancakes. And number two,
WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Joining me now is Congressman Gary Peters. He, of course...
does not make any sense that in July that the interest rate that students will have to pay on their Stafford loans will double from 3.4% to 6.8%, adding an additional burden on those students who are already racking up debts as a result of the high cost of a college education. But you just think about it, at a time when you can get long-term 30-year mortgages for 4%, and you can have treasury bonds or treasuries at about 2% for a 10-year treasury, why you would charge 6.8% to student loans on federally subsidized loans. It does not make any sense given where interest rates are right now. And it certainly places a burden, an additional burden, on our students who are moving to get ahead in life.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
They're chanting, we're standing right in the middle of this rally, and they're saying that they're tired of corporate greed. They've had it.
Absolutely. I'm part of the 99% that's fed up with the egregious behavior of the 1%. From now on, we occupy all streets.
The movement is resonating with cities across the country. It began as that Occupy Wall Street effort.
The movement to Occupy Wall Street coming to Detroit.
The world will not change unless the way we talk about it changes.
We can just get that message across. It'll hopefully start some change.
Dozens of UAW members showed up to support the protesters.
We're losing our homes. We're losing our jobs. Union workers are facing a terrible time at the bargaining table, and workers who don't have unions are even worse off.
Time for Occupy Detroit to Occupy First Shift.
Indeed, it is that time, and we're going to go right to my guest, who I understand has got a little bit of a voice issue going on, so we're going to get him in and out of here, but we do want to check in with him. As I said before the break, Dave Kirby joins us now, who is not a newbie to First Shift. Dave, it was nice to meet you a few weeks back, and great to have you on the show this morning.
It was very nice to meet you, too, Tony. Thank you. Like you said, my voice is kind of in and out. I did a lot of chanting over the last couple of days. So
that's all right. We won't keep you long. We'll make sure we get the highlights. And you actually were in North Carolina at the shareholders meeting, is my understanding, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, tell us how it went and what happened.
Well, actually, we were able to accomplish our goals. We did want to dominate the meeting, and we did. Probably 95% of the questions and comments that were in the shareholders meeting were members of our groups, our various groups. We were able to talk to Brian Moynihan, who is the CEO of Bank of America, to let him know our concerns. As we expected, he pretty much gave us the corporate pat answers that you would think he would give to the answers to every question and to every comment. We're pretty much, well, we always keep our shareholders' concerns in mind. Thank you for sharing. Next question, please. But again, we do feel that we accomplished what we set out to do because we did dominate the entire meeting.
Well, that's great. I think it's important for people to know that it wasn't just about going there and being loud, which, of course, you were able to do, but it really was about going there and being heard. And what I'm hearing you say is you were heard.
Yes, we were. We were loud as well. There was several hundred people outside of the meeting that were protesting and chanting, and they were very creative, and they did a lot of street theater outside of the meeting. So there was sort of two contingencies. We had the outside and the inside. We both worked together pretty well.
Well, again, we don't know where all this necessarily is heading, but to know that it's important that that Bank of America and any other the corporate entity understands that not only are they being watched, but they're going to be held accountable, and that there is a price to pay, literally a price to pay for treating the average person. And Dave, let's at the end of the day be honest about it. That's what we are, just average people. That if they're going to treat us this way, that they're going to suffer economically for it. And certainly Bank of America has felt the strain of their policies Not just, of course, on Wednesday, but for the last 6 months or so or longer since the Occupy movement has put what Make of America in their sights.
Exactly. We just want to let them know that we're not going away. Brian Moynihan actually he's gotten a $6 million raise, by the way, for foreclosing on people's homes and financing sky-high interest payday lenders. Another major concern that we voiced was that they're financing companies that are just devastating the environment with practices such as mountaintop removal mining. There was an elderly gentleman there that spoke that he actually broke down in tears talking about how this mountaintop mining has affected him, has ruined his livelihood. There were several emotional stories, personal stories, of how Bank of America, through its lending practices and through its foreclosure processes, have actually just really ruined people's lives. And Moynihan really seemed completely unmoved by these stories. But we felt empowered by just being able to tell them, though. So whether he was moved or whether he was not moved, we got a chance to actually voice our concerns to him.
Yeah, and Dave Kirby, the other thing is we're not going away. He'll figure that out
exactly, sooner
as opposed to later. All right, go take care of your voice. Have a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll be visiting at some other point.
Great. Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it.
You bet. Dave Kirby again with Occupy Detroit. Glad to hear that they had a successful event. Listen, though, there is something that we need to remind you of, and it's important that you do this because Sunday is what? It's not just the 13th. It's Mother's Day. Have you done the right thing? Have you bought Mom her gift? If not, I have the solution for you. Go to proflowers.com, proflowers.com. Click on the microphone at the top. Type in the code Tony T, Tony T. And with that, this is the deal you'll get. For $19.99, a dozen beautiful roses that we know will last at least a week in a free vase. So that's $19.99. Now, for $10 more, you get two dozen roses, a free vase, and a box of chocolates. It just doesn't get any better than that. Folks, again, I've been telling you this for almost 2 weeks now. Call a local florist. Ask them what it will cost to send just a dozen flowers. It's going to be a whole lot more than $19.99. I promise you that is true. So, call today. Mother's Day is Sunday. We don't have time to play this game anymore. Whether it's mom, grandma, an aunt, a mother-in-law, a stepmother, any mom in your life deserves a little TLC on Sunday. So just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, type in the code Tony T, and the two deals, real simple again, a dozen roses and a free vase for $19.99. For $10 more, two dozen roses, a free vase, and a box of chocolates. It just doesn't get any better than that. I haven't tried the chocolates, but I know that when I have sent them to my home, and not just my wife, well, I sent them to my wife, but she's not the only one that eats the chocolates. They seem to go pretty quickly. I think that speaks for itself. Okay. So anyway, proflowers.com, or you can call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Very quickly before we take a break here. We didn't make a big deal out of this on the show yesterday, but certainly President Obama coming out in favor, speaking in favor of gay marriage, as has Vice President Joe Biden. It's been a great week for the LGBT community. And the Seattle Times, as Jeff shared with me this morning, decided that, you know, they would let their readership know what the congressional delegation did with regard to a vote yesterday that would have banned gay marriage. And so the headline online read, and I'm not lying, with dicks in, congressional Dems favor gay marriage ban repeal. Now, if you're scratching your head, let me clarify. They're speaking of Norm Dix, who is a congressman from Washington State. They changed the headline pretty quickly. Just saying. All right, we're going to take a break. Joe DeSano on the other side. It could get interesting. It could get really interesting in the next hour. Also, last chance for you to get in on the Michigan Summit tickets. If you want tickets, an email to Tony at thetonyshow.org or give Anthony a call now, 888-552-3595. We'll take the break and be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We're still watching that overturned vehicle that has your right two lanes blocked on 94 eastbound at Maross, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from Cashew. Also, we got a new accident on 75 southbound just after the M59 exit, and that's causing stop-and-go traffic from Chrysler Drive. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75. And it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit, NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Barton Eckert. A manhunt for Tennessee murder and kidnap suspect Adam Mays is over. Mays is dead and two young girls are safe after law enforcement discovered him in a wooded area in Union County, Mississippi. More from NBC's Tan Trung.
Responding to a phone tip, a search team swept the woods behind Zion Hill Baptist Church late Thursday. Around 6:30 p.m., a game warden spotted Adam Mays and the two kidnapped sisters.
The FBI says preliminary reports indicate Mays shot himself in the head as officers closed in. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is cautioning Congress about further budget cuts at the Pentagon. Panetta's comments come as the Defense Department is cutting nearly $500 billion over the next 10 years. Trading opens on Wall Street with concern about news from J.P. Morgan Chase. The bank admits to $2 billion in trading losses over the last month and a half. This is NBC News Radio. While in California last night, President Obama attended a fundraiser at the home of actor George Clooney. NBC's Kristen Welker reports the Obama reelection effort raised a significant amount of money.
That Clooney event raised nearly $15 million. That's a new record. Now, it's important to point out it was scheduled well before the president's announcement about same-sex marriage, but that announcement certainly added to the buzz.
A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel is supporting what could be the first drug ever approved for preventing HIV in healthy people. Studies have shown Gilead Sciences' Truvada to be well-tolerated and effective in reducing the risk of infection in so-called high-risk individuals who aren't already infected. The Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers moved into the second round of the NBA playoffs with Game 6 wins last night. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Barton Eckert, NBC News Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell parts. We introduce exclusive best-in-class parts, like new Wearever Platinum, the overall best-performing ceramic brake pad available. According to an independent test, Wearever Platinum delivers better stopping power and a quieter stop compared to other leading brands. And new Wearever Platinum is only available at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 for a 32-quart bag. It helps regulate the moisture in the soil so you don't overwater or underwater. And the price makes sure you don't overspend. It's just another way you get more spring per dollar. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 a bag. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 16th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Few new game titles to excite people, and the plethora of free games on social networks. Just a couple of factors challenging the video game business right now. Industry tracker NPD Group says last month, sales of video game titles dropped 42% from a year ago, and sales of game consoles fell 32%. The going-out-of-business sale starts today at Betsy Johnson Stores. The bankrupt chain is liquidating after failing to find a buyer. Most of the 69 stores nationwide to close. A few may remain open in select big city shopping districts. Betsy Johnson clothes still will be available at department stores. Stock markets across the globe and stock futures here point lower as J.P. Morgan Chase reveals one of its star traders, nicknamed the London Whale, helped the company lose $2 billion in 6 weeks. making risky, complicated, and admittedly self-inflicting bets using trading schemes many regulators want to ban. S&P futures down 7, NASDAQ futures down 6. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. Not only do we offer a whole lineup of free services, but now you could win free gas for a year by entering the Peak Free Gas for a Year sweepstakes. Yeah, I said free gas for a year twice. Why? Because it don't cost nothing. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/PeakGasGiveaway for program rules and to enter.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. It's the last hour of the week. Now, we've got plenty to do, including this weekend, including the Michigan Summit tomorrow, Mother's Day on Sunday, where my wife and all of my sisters are coming over to celebrate that holiday. And looking forward to that. We're going to remind you about our deal from Pro Flowers a little bit later on in this hour. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We also will get to some announcements a little later on. I do want to remind you, if you would like some tickets to the Michigan Summit at complimentary tickets, all you need to do is send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and you need to do it before 2 o'clock this afternoon, or give Anthony a call during the show, 888-552-3595, and we will reserve two tickets for you. Again, all I ask is that you can actually be able to travel to East Lansing to partake in this worthy event, the Michigan Summit. We had George Gale on a little earlier in the show. If you missed that, you can check it out at the podcast page. With that said, let's go ahead and get our introductions going so we can get this hour underway.
With his razor-sharp precision,
First Shift welcomes back
Michigan's most informed political insider.
You don't even know where to start. To belabor the cowboy point, it's the wild Midwest out there. I just take such joy in watching the far-right wingers go spastic over this, because really, I think it is sound public policy, and, you know, there's the old cliche of the stop clock, because you even write twice a day.
Partner in Main Street Strategies,
Mr. Joe DeSano.
And joining us now is Mr. Joe DeSano. And Joe, a pleasure to have you back with us on First Shift.
A pleasure to be back with my good friend Tony.
Appreciate that. Yeah, before we get to the predetermined topics, I was reading an article a little earlier this morning from the Washington, the very conservative Washington Times. And the title of the article is Mitt Romney's team begins to resemble the Bush administration. And it got me to thinking, Joe, if, you know, one of there are many unfortunate things about being Mitt Romney. I'll agree to that. But like anybody that comes into office, when John Kerry ran, he was going to rely heavily, as Barack Obama did, on Bill Clinton's administration. You know, you always take people from, you know, the past administration of your political party. Imagine that you have to pick from the Bush people. I find that quite funny, actually.
Well, there's also a political utility to it, too. You know, you can certainly point to the fact that it's the old boss is the same as the new, or the new boss is the same as the old boss, and the same faces are going to pop up, especially in the economic parts of the administration and the national security apparatus. So I think it just makes the case that getting rid of Barack Obama and replacing him with the same people that caused the mess is a pretty strong political argument.
Yeah, no question. No question at all. I've been reading this article, and Ed Gillespie, who is a former chair of the Republican National Committee, and others that are out there stumping for Mitt Romney, and I'm just thinking, you know, this is...
And also, he was a paid lobbyist for Obamacare on behalf of insurance companies.
I did not know that.
Yes, he absolutely was. Yep. That's documented.
Ah, you gotta love politics. You gotta love politics. All right, so you and I, we need to have a little talk. You and I need to have a little talk. We agree on one thing, and then don't disagree on one thing. So let's start with the thing that we agree on. We agree that Wayne County Commissioner Laura Cox is grandstanding, and I'll let you explain why she's grandstanding here in just a second. What we don't agree on is what she's grandstanding about. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, real simply, Wayne County Commissioner Laura Cox, the wife of former Attorney General Mike Cox, has called for the resignation of Wayne County Executive Bob Pacano. Pretty simple thing. I mean, it should be an act of conscience to ask someone to resign, but here it's completely political grandstanding, since she might be the one of two Republicans on the county board.
Actually, she's the only Republican.
The only Republican, right. It carries very little weight other than to garner headlines. In fact, I'll go so far as to say this kind of grandstanding somewhat solidifies Pacano's standing.
Well, and we'll come back to that. See, here's my issue with what Laura Cox did. I think that her justification for it is whatever it is. But when her husband, when it was made public that he had committed adultery, shouldn't she have encouraged him to resign as a matter of morality as the state's top cop?
I take a split between your personal morality and utter absolute public corruption, which is what's going on here in the Wayne County situation. So yeah, I draw a line between those two things.
Okay.
Would I have loved to see Mike Cox resign after being publicly embarrassed like that? Sure. Would it have been the right thing to do? Yeah, probably not. I got to give the Cox family a pass on that.
Okay, I'll respect that. I'll let that go. So let's talk about what we do disagree on. Now, again, my bias here, and I want to be upfront about that, is I live in Wayne County, so this affects me differently. It affects all of us that live in Wayne County a little differently than people that don't, because it's our money that's being squandered. It's the lack of leadership, and I'll be the first to tell you that I voted for Bob Pacano to be the county executive. There's no question I did that, so I'll be upfront about that. I think it's time for him to step down. He is an ineffective leader. I do not believe, I can't fathom, Joe, the amount of time on a daily basis he's spending with investigators, going through records and recollections, and I can't even fathom what this man is having to deal with on a daily basis that keeps him away from doing what he was charged to do by people like me that elected him to office, and that is lead the county into prosperity. He can't do that right now. He can't.
Yeah, but he's also not been accused of anything. I mean, we can make a case, I think, that he was probably asleep at the wheel when a lot of this was going on. I don't think he should resign, certainly not until he's indicted. I think it's wildly jumping the gun here. I mean, I think there may be time for him to resign, but it isn't now. It certainly isn't now while he's not personally accused of anything.
No one's even come
close to even personally accusing him of enriching himself through these scams.
And you know what? That may be true. That may be true. And maybe I'm wrong here, but part of what I'm hearing you say is eventually that will happen, but since it hasn't happened yet, we should let it go? Or are you not saying that?
I don't know. I tend to believe that Fakano is not himself guilty of anything other than trusting people far too much. I think he's been distracted for various reasons and was letting the county run on autopilot. And, you know, he might have seen some things that he maybe thought were odd. But like any human being, you rationalize things, and sometimes you don't want to turn over rocks in fear of what you might find. And that in itself, I think, is an indictment of his leadership. But no one's tied him to anything that tells me it's time for him to go. Now, the real question in my mind, is he reelectable? And that's where probably Bob Fakano and I differ. He clearly thinks he's electable again. I personally don't.
Oh, I can't fathom. Kwame Kilpatrick got reelected, and there's some that would question that whether he really did or not, but we'll save the conspiracy theories for some other time.
I worked on the campaign, the reelection campaign, so I think he got reelected quite stunningly.
That was stunningly, that's for sure. nobody was more stunned than those of us that were actually paying attention, but we'll save that for another conversation. Joe, let's be clear on this. As we break this down, and you said that he, and maybe we don't know, but you said he was distracted for a variety of reasons. Do you want to venture to guess at what those reasons are that distract him from his job to the point that he doesn't see that literally the man that is running the county for him is as corrupt as you can possibly be?
I'm not going to speculate on the radio. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's do this, because now we're saved by the commercial break. We do have to take a commercial break right here, so we're going to do... Joe DeSano is my guest. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We will continue with this discussion, and we have much more to get to as we work our way through this last hour of this Friday program. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll take the break and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
If you can, you want to avoid this area in Auburn Hills, 75 southbound, just after M59. An accident involving a semi that has leaked diesel fuel on the road and has traffic getting by in the left lane only, and it has caused stop traffic from Joslyn Road. You also got very heavy traffic on 75 northbound between Gibraltar Road and the Sibley Road exit. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The 2012 Michigan Summit will celebrate and champion progressive change that is driving Michigan and will challenge all of us to make sure that all of Michigan moves forward together. Please go to themichigansummit.org right now and register to make sure you have saved yourself a seat for Saturday, May 12, 2012 at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing, Michigan, as keynote speakers George Powell and Barbara Arnwine promise to deliver messages that transcend petty politics and empower all of us to find a new path to prosperity together as we reach across every sector of society to uplift and engage all of our friends and colleagues. TheMichiganSummit.org should be your first stop in planning for a future that is all-inclusive. Please join Progress Michigan in energizing, engaging, and winning. Register at themichigansummit.org right now.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 11th day of May 2012. Remind you once again, the Michigan Summit takes place tomorrow. Registration begins at 8 a.m. The program will kick off at 9 a.m. And we've got a handful of tickets yet to give away, so feel free to send me an email before 2 o'clock today. We're giving them away by the set, but certainly if there's an individual that wants to go, we will accommodate you. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And again, you can call up until the end of the show and let Anthony know. And that number, of course, 888-552-3595. One of the sponsors, by the way, of the Michigan Summit is Main Street Strategies. And Joe, you've been very supportive of Progress Michigan's summit now for some time, and I'm sure they appreciate your patronage.
Well, they may appreciate the patronage, but I certainly appreciate what they're doing. And tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned, is the premier progressive event in the state for the year. I certainly will be there as much as I possibly can. I look forward to it every year. It's considered pretty sacrosanct on my calendar. I'm looking forward to it, just in the perspective of seeing old friends.
Well, it was just a year ago. Well, just a year ago is I met you at the Michigan Summit last year and actually had lunch with you, and later on that day, You were nice enough to give me a ride to the Capitol and take me out for a cup of coffee. You're a good egg, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're pretty cool yourself, my friend.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Let's go back to this Bob Ficano issue for a moment. There was an article earlier this week that I know you're familiar with in the Detroit Free Press that said that there are candidates on the fringe, countywide candidates, that are suffering as a result of the sins, if you will, of Bob Ficano. How is, as a strategist, Joe, how do you deal with that?
Well, I think the suffering right now is more theoretical than anything. Do I think it's likely? Sure. And I think one candidate in particular carries some significant vulnerabilities based on their relationship with Ficano. And I'm talking about Wayne County Treasurer Ray Vojtovich. He was the person whose office signed the Turquia Mullen check. If that is not an issue tailor-made to defeat someone for public office, I'm not sure a better issue has ever existed. And, I think it remains to be seen who's going to rise up and challenge Ficano. Right now, things are still in the rumor stage, as far as I know. But whoever does rear up and try to take Vojtovich on, I think has an issue tailor-made. Beyond the fact that, Vojtovich is as old as dirt and should have given up the job, a decade ago at least. So that relationship with Ficano and the lack of the ability to blow the whistle on the Mullen check when they had the opportunity to, I think is a stunning political vulnerability that I'm going to just, laugh my rear end off when that card eventually gets played.
Well, speaking of Turquia Mullen, it was made clear last weekend that what we thought at one point was a bonus from a nonprofit that she was profiting off of $75,000 was actually double that, $150,000.
Yeah.
We learn again, it may have even been this morning, if not yesterday, that those close now to the Ficano camp that are starting to speak a little more freely than maybe he would be comfortable with them doing, saying that they all lobbied, and he encouraged people to lobby for Turquia Mullen to be hired as the airport authority director. Further tainting this county executive.
Well, let me tell you, there's a bigger problem here too, and it's the use of nonprofit organizations to enrich public employees. I am a believer that this is a well of corruption. In fact, I'll go so far as to say I believe that members of Rick Snyder's administration are having their government salaries augmented by nonprofits. And that's something I've encouraged reporters to cover, that no one's picked up the baton yet. So I think there's a significant issue here. I think it's not contained within Wayne County. I think it's throughout the state. I'm sure, heck, I'll go so far as to say I bet other states, other entities outside of the state of Michigan are engaging this kind of behavior too.
Oh, I don't question the validity of that. You do. We have to wonder, and we'll take a quick side trip here before we get to the bottom of the hour and talk a little bit about journalism. I've been very, very harsh on journalists mostly in the state of Michigan, because I mostly comment on Michigan issues during this show. Not that I'm not aware of this happening at the federal level or the national level, because it is. But, we take a look at quote-unquote journalists today. Joe, I'm stunned. I'm going to go back to a simple conversation we had maybe 6 weeks ago or so, where we talked about the Detroit media not covering what happens at the state capitol as if that's Lansing news and not significant statewide news. I don't get it. What the hell's happened to journalism in this state?
Well, the first thing is I don't blame journalists. Right now, you've got a winnowing down of the actual number of journalists where you can fit the Capitol Press Corps on two hands, and those folks are getting you know, those folks are getting hammered to produce, in some cases, 5-6 stories a day that only appear on the internet. It's the corporate ownership of the media that I have a problem with. I mean, the Lansing State Journal up here is a joke. They don't cover the Capitol at all, other than an occasional AP story. So blaming journalists for this is like blaming a rape victim. They're just there. They're doing the best they can to survive and do the job. My only real criticism, I think, of journalists as a whole is they tend to get too close to the folks in power and think that they enjoy access because of that. And the perfect example is, at a national level, the White House Correspondents' Dinner from a couple weeks ago. And that's just, you can't get that close to people and expect to be, whistleblowers and truth tellers. It's just impossible.
Yeah, it takes away, it really does take away a level of objectivity that's sorely missing in today's press.
Oh, absolutely. And I've said it before on the show. I'm convinced that members of the media went easy on Rick Snyder in 2010 because they figured out he was going to win. And we're currying favor not to press him on having more debates, and they gave him a pass on avoiding real questions about what his agenda was.
Now, I got to tell you, we got to take a break here, but there's a statewide news reporting service that's based out of Lansing that I believe's in bed with the governor. I cannot believe the stuff I read, and what you got to pay to get their news service is criminal when it's really just become an arm of the Snyder communications staff. All right, we need to take a quick break here. A lot more to get to on the other side, including a local state rep that's being accused of something that's really quite confusing. What is it? Well, you got to stay tuned to find out. Joe DeSano is with us. He, of course, a partner with Main Street Strategies. We'll take the break and continue on First Shift right after we do this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
If you can, you want to avoid this area in Auburn Hills, 75 southbound, just after M59, an accident involving a semi that has leaked diesel fuel on the road and has traffic getting by in the left lane only, and it has caused stop traffic from Joslyn Road. You also got very heavy traffic on 75 northbound between Gibraltar Road and the Sibley Road exit. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Jeff, we're going to do a little mock phone call. You up for that?
Sure.
Actually, all you have to do is say, when I pretend like the phone's ringing and you're answering it, just say, hi, this is Senator Johnson's office. And Fur Johnson happens to be my state senator. So that's all I need for you to do, and I'll take it from there.
All right, I'll see if I got this line down.
Okay. Ring, ring. Apparently not.
You don't answer after the first one. You have to let it go twice.
Ring, ring.
Hi, Senator Johnson's office.
First Shift with Tony Trupino on 1310 WDTW.
Why are you laughing? Are you going to call laughing?
No, I'm not. Okay.
All right.
It's all right.
And lo, Samuel the Lamanite decried the greedy habits of the inhabitants of Zarahemla and proclaimed them doomed. You are cursed because of your riches, declared the prophet. Though a cautionary tale from biblical times, Zarahemla would seem familiar to us today, with its exaltation of wealth, extreme class division, crass money corruption of politics, and government's disregard for the poor and needy. Only, the fate of Zarahemla is not a Bible story. It's from the Book of Mormon. With lifelong Mormon leader Mitt Romney running for president, the national media's focus on the religion has mostly dealt with fundamentalist Christian Republicans who insist that Mormonism is an unholy sect. But little attention has been paid to the remarkably progressive egalitarianism at the center of the church's doctrinal founding, an ethos 180 degrees opposite of Romney's unabashed celebration of avaricious wealth accumulators like, well, like him. Those who criticize Wall Street greed and government policies that favor the rich, Romney says, are simply guilty of envy and class war. However, Salt Lake City writer Troy Williams points out in a recent Salon article that Mormonism's founders, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, preached and practiced a social order based on communalism. Not communism in the Marxist sense, but a form of communal living and shared resources. There shall be no private ownership of streams and timber, Young decreed. These belong to the people, all the people. The Frontier Prophet also said, "We have plenty here, and under communalism, no person will suffer if there is an equal distribution of the necessaries of life." This is Jim Hightower saying, wouldn't it be fun to hear Mitt reconcile this moral imperative of Mormon egalitarianism with his present espousal of plutocratic narcissism? Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Ship with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Before we return to Joe DeSano, I want to remind you to, again, Sunday's Mother's Day, folks. I've got the deal for it. Last time we're going to be able to talk about it today. And actually, we're done after today. So here's the deal. If you'll just go to the website, proflowers.com, click at the microphone at the top. When a little window pops up, you're going to type in the keyword Tony T. When you do that, the deal that you really want to participate in is the deal they've got going on right now. There are actually two, but the one for $19.99, it's a dozen roses that are guaranteed to last a week, plus a free vase, $19.99. Again, call your local florist and you'll find that you're not going to get a better deal. If you want to sweeten that deal, for $10 more, you can get another dozen roses and a box of chocolates plus the free vase. So stop and think about that. As you get ready to take care of those women in your life that are critically important that you love and that you cherish, I realize some of you have already taken care of mom, and I respect that. For some of you, you're not going to be able to be with mom or that significant woman that has really helped shape your life. So if you either you can or you can't, doesn't matter. This is one way to honor mom. Again, proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. Tony T is the keyword. $19.99 get you the dozen roses and the free vase. For another $10, you get an extra dozen roses and a box of chocolates. Why would you not do this? Seriously, why would you not? Anyway, let's make sure we take care of those women in our lives. Let's turn our attention back to Joe DeSano. Welcome him back. And we're also going to go to the phones. And feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Joe, let's welcome Mark and Warren to First Shift. Mark, you're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Morning, Tony. Morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask you to weigh in a little bit about the 25th district of the House. Got a new guy running, Henry Yanez, I believe is his name, and wanted to see what you heard about him. I had a nice long conversation. Seems like a pretty good guy, pretty straightforward. But I'd also like you to weigh in on the redistricting, pitting Leisure List versus John Swatowski, and what was behind all that. And I'm pretty sure I know, but like to have your insight on that. And I did, when I was talking to Henry, Tony, I asked him to maybe reach out to you so he could get his voice on air. So hopefully he'll do that as well.
Well, I know Henry quite well. He already knows that he's welcome. In fact, I saw him at the Jeff Jack dinner a couple weeks ago. So all he needs to do is reach out to me. He knows he's welcome on the show.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and I'll hang up and listen to what you guys got to say. Thanks as usual.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. Go ahead, Joe, and respond to what Mark had to say.
Well, he referred to Henry Yanez as a new voice. Boy, I disagree with that. I think our friend Henry has been at the forefront for several years now
of workers' issues, and he's a union member himself. He's a firefighter.
Yep.
Which I think is a wonder. I think we need more firefighters running for office. I think he is going to have a very challenging race in the 25th. The Republicans have actually recruited somewhat of a impressive candidate in the guise of a guy named Sean Clark. He's about, you know, he's a 6'6" strapping hockey coach and former hockey player. I think that is going to be one of the races that determines the partisan makeup of the House, of whether a Democrat picks up the gavel or Jace Bulger holds that gavel. But my money's on Henry. I think he's going to shock some people. I think he's going to put together a race that he and others and all of us can be proud of. So, yeah, that's going to be a heck of a race to watch.
Yeah, no question. And for those of you that are wondering if Henry's name sounds familiar to you, it should. He ran against Candace Miller, and he didn't need to do that. He understood what he was doing when he did that, but understood that she should not run unopposed as well.
No, he took the ball when no one else would do it. And he ran with that ball, and he did did yeoman's work there that we shouldn't forget. And also, he knows what he's doing. He knows what it takes to win. He's focused on raising money like you wouldn't believe. He's out there hustling and making it happen.
Yeah, no question. He and I, and again, because I'm all about full disclosure, he and I sat down for breakfast between Christmas and New Year at the end of 2011 and talked about, at that point, he was still contemplating a run for Congress again against Candace Miller. And I'm happy to say that when he called to tell me that he had decided to run for the state house, I was thrilled because this is a seat he can and should win. And we're going to help him do that. I have no qualms about doing that. Joe, I had referenced a story before we had gone to break and took the call about a state rep that has been accused of doing something. And I'm really uncomfortable with this story. Didn't mention it day before yesterday when I first got it because it just didn't quite feel right to me. But let's go ahead and talk about it. Now, I'm talking about State Representative Lisa Brown, who recently announced, as people that listen to this show know, that she's going to run for county clerk in Oakland County. With that said, what is she being accused of doing?
Well, there are allegations out there that claim that she fired a staffer for the staffer getting pregnant. This is basically the thinnest gruel I've ever seen thrown at a candidate. I'm kind of shocked that it actually got picked up. This woman is making these really outlandish claims with zero proof, zero corroboration. She's gotten in bed with State Senator Rick Jones, who co-hosted the conference call for the media, and he is the biggest piece of garbage in the legislature. No one takes him seriously. And frankly, his presence on that conference call, I think, only hurt this woman's credibility, which was already thin to begin with. And she's making all kinds of accusations that, frankly, I don't believe, and basically just serve to try to hurt Lisa Brown as she runs for county clerk, and I think has a great chance to win. So this is the Republicans trying to slime her on her way out of the House. I think these baseless charges have been met with zero credibility by anyone of any responsibility. And I'll even say, if you read the news story, I think it's pretty clear that the writer of the stories. Writer of that particular story, is pretty skeptical of the charges himself, him or herself.
Yeah, well, and it's clear as you kind of read the way this thing played out the other day. First of all, why is a member of the Senate, you know, doing something against the member of the House? That's odd enough in and of itself. Why is this this accusation being thrown out years after it supposedly happened? And then of course there's the big one. Lisa Brown didn't even fire the staffer. That's the crazy thing. She didn't even fire this person, and this person admits it, Joe.
this is it's an absurd charge, and I think the actual lack of coverage shows just how thin it is. And, you know, it's awful. It is an awful, awful thing here. And it just shows the depths to which Republicans are terrified of Lisa Brown as a potential candidate in the fall against Bill Bullard. They'll say and they'll do anything to defeat her. And this is just, I think, the first example. I think there's probably more to come. So, you know, strap on your seatbelts, because it's going to get bumpy along the way, kids.
Yeah, there's no question that's true, and it is going to get bumpy, it said. And in fact, for those people that live in areas where there are primaries, you're going to have a very different political season than those that live in areas that don't have primaries. And here's the great thing. Because of shows like mine and maybe others, you'll get to participate in all of it. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to being there, and not necessarily just on the sidelines. We might even get involved in some of these, I tell you. And happy to do it. Truly happy to do it. One of my favorite bloggers in the world, Christine Barry at Blogging for Michigan Joe, says, you know, in the absence of journalists, bloggers unite. And I have to tell you, I'm getting more and more of my information from bloggers, and gladly doing it. Even some of the journalists that have decided to start blogging on their own have become, you know, great, far better journalists on their blog than they are for the publications that they work for. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, yeah, and a lot of these journalists are bypassing the corporate entities that edit their documents. You know, I personally find it very exciting, because the playing field's getting leveled here. You're being able to bypass the mainstream media and go straight to the people without the filters, and that's only a good thing. So, you know, my advice is tear down the walls. Just go out there and put it out there, see what happens, make things happen, dig the dirt, dig up the truth, and put it out there, and only good things can come from that.
Oh, I agree. I'm assuming that I will see you tomorrow, right?
You will see me tomorrow. And actually, before we go, we should probably there was an unanswered question from that phone call asking about the redistricting in Warren of the seats at Thoreau Blessio.
Yes.
John Smutulski. Together. That, to me, I think is a very clear choice. Smutulski is the clear progressive in the race. And if you have any doubt about that, just go look at Leslie Ellis's voting record. She has a pretty significant anti-labor voting record. And I think perhaps more importantly, she was the only Democrat to co-sponsor an Arizona-style immigration bill.
I think that says it all.
Legislature.
We got to get out of here for today. Joe, I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day to your mom and to your wife.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the morning.
Same to you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow.
You bet. Joe DeSano, Main Street Strategies. Let's take a break. We'll wrap it up on the other side.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it, yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Brian Miller, co-author of the book Self-Made Myth and executive director of United for a Fair Economy.
Broadly speaking, the work of United for a Fair Economy, we work with, as you mentioned, we do work with labor, we do work with community groups, we do work with low-income groups that are organizing for greater equality and a more broadly shared prosperity, but we also work with these business leaders, and that's really about that cross-class organizing that we strive to do, and because there's a role for everyone in this work. Garrett Gruner, founder of Ask.com, the internet search engine, he has this wonderful op-ed in L.A. Times where he talked about no amount of tax breaks to the wealthy Americans are going to stimulate the economy if there's not a middle class capable of buying the products that are being made, and that there's a point when inequality gets so great that the economy, even if you don't care about values, the economy simply cannot sustain itself.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
10 minutes before the top. Let's get ready to wrap things up. Again, I want to mention the Michigan Summit to you once again. It is tomorrow morning. Registration's at 8. The program starts at 9 a.m. at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing. If you'd like to go, again, we've got a handful of tickets to give away. Send me an email, and I will have them reserved for you at the door, or call Anthony before the top of the hour, 888-552-3595, and he'll get me your name. Again, two tickets per. Again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. That's tony@thetonyshow.org. I will be there, as will Joe DeSano and many others. So feel free to join us. Again, all I ask is that you can actually go, and we'll be happy to give the tickets to you. No question, that is true. So anyway, I did not hear, and I'm going to reach out to the people from Oakland and Macomb now, but I'm curious how their program went last night. It's not an easy choice. I'm going to bet it went well. I'm just going to guess it did. And of course, I wish them the very best. Nice people. Really enjoyed having them on the show. Anyway, with all that being said, I just want to remind you a couple things very quickly here before we get out. This Sunday will be the first annual Women's Walking Woodward for Peace on Mother's Day. It's going to begin at 8 a.m. at Grand Circus Park in Detroit. They are going to be walking up to Ferndale's Geary Park. There will be an event there from 3 to 6 p.m. If you are available, just go to Grand Circus Park at 8 a.m. and join them in that endeavor. And my good friends at the Northville, Livonia, Plymouth Community and West Oakland Democratic Clubs are having their Democratic Spring Gala on Saturday, May 19th, where my wife and I will be attending. The keynote speaker will be our friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. There will be a wonderful buffet and cash bar at the elegant Meadowbrook Country Club on West 8 Mile in Northville. For more information, my friend James Amar will be the guy you want to connect with. You can send him an email, James Amar, that's J-A-M-E-S-A-M-A-R, at wideopenwest.com, or call him directly at 734-776-1763. That's 734-776-1763. And get your tickets. Again, this is going to be next Saturday, May 19th. I also want to remind you that my good friend John Conyers is having a fundraiser on Sunday, May 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Colors Restaurant in Detroit. The special guest speaker will be Jim Hightower, who you hear twice a day on this very program. We're actually hoping to get Jim Hightower on the show long before May 27th. If you would like to attend that event, you need to send an email to dsagreen@aol.com. dsagreen@aol.com. Let them know that you want to attend the fundraiser. They'll get you all of the information you could possibly need to make that decision. And as we work our way through the week, next week, we've got more stuff coming up. I do want to remind you, if you have something coming up that you would like me to announce on the show, all you ever have to do is send me a notice, and I will do my very best to get it on the air. That simple. Actually, there is one more in here that I didn't see. There it is. So now I got it. Bomani had actually made us aware of this. The Malcolm X Day at a historic homecoming is what it's called. Saturday, May 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. It will be at the African American Museum from, again, 3 to 5 p.m. in the multi-purpose room. It is free and open to the public. And that's the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. They are on East Warren in Detroit, as I'm sure many of you know. So you may want to make time and make an effort to attend that event. I'm glad that I remembered to mention that because I did ask him to send me that notice. So he did, and I did. And now we're good. We're good to go. We're good to go. All right, Jeff, Anthony, we turn our attention. We haven't even had a chance to do this in a while. What do you guys got going on this weekend? Jeff, we'll start with you.
I have a mom, and it's her day on Sunday, so I will be spending time with her.
Well, that's good. I have a mom.
I will be getting her some pro flowers.
Aw.
I think. And actually, this is funny. I just thought of this, and I don't know if I should say it. Well, she's not listening. I think she's at work. But hopefully she doesn't go back to the podcast page on thetonyshow.org and listen before Sunday.
Wow, are you just a rambling commercial? But please continue. Pro Flowers, the podcast page, but go on. I'm enjoying it.
I hope, like I said, I hope not to ruin this, but she tried out Angry Birds one day.
Yeah.
And became extremely addicted to it, so I'm going to get her Angry Birds.
Okay.
Which I think is hilarious. I mean, it really is funny.
You know, I got mildly addicted to it. Now I can now play it and put it down. I truly can. But there's a reason. And Anthony, join us now. How often have you ever seen me playing a game on the computer and since you have become more of an adult?
Angry Birds and Slingo, and that's
yeah.
It.
But how many years ago was Slingo?
10 at least.
At least. So
what is Slingo?
Slingo is like bingo
with slang.
Well, no, I don't even know how to describe it. Hey, how would we describe it?
We should start that though. Slingo.
I honestly don't remember how to play.
Yeah, I don't either. It's been that long, but yeah. I mean, I'm just not a. But I really enjoy Angry Birds. In fact, in the morning when I'm waiting for Anthony to get ready to come down. So we could leave. I normally play Angry Birds for maybe 7 minutes in the morning. But, yeah, I can understand where your mom's coming from.
You
sure.
Take out your frustration. Angry Tony.
Angry Tony.
Angry Birds.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Anthony, what do you have going on? Obviously, you're not going to take off this weekend. I'm assuming you're going to be around for mom, right?
Well, yeah, I also have mom, so, I mean, I'll be doing some with her on Sunday. We have family coming over. But other than that, I got no plans.
Good. So, you know, we've got my sister's...
Wait, did I say no plans? I mean, up until Sunday, I should be busy, actually.
Oh, well, too late, and especially if your mother's listening, and I think you're safe because she's probably at work already, so you don't need to worry about that. Yeah, we'll just see what she has to do. I'll be gone all day tomorrow. I'm going off to the Michigan Summit, so Anthony, if you want, you can join me.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
If he takes his own name and address and phone number, you can give him a ticket ahead of time.
I can. He's not going. Do you know what time I have to leave in order to get there at 8 o'clock? Yeah, a little bit before Anthony will probably even be getting home. Just saying.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know about that all that either. All right, anyway. For those of you that are coming to the Michigan Summit, we'll look forward to meeting you tomorrow. Make sure you say hello. And in the meantime, we are going to take off for today. Folks, I can't thank you enough for all that you do to make this show successful. Continue to let people know that they have an alternative to the media, at least the mainstream media, and it is called First Shift. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for everything they do to make the show work as well as it does. Of course, all of you for giving us an audience. off the air, tony@thetonyshow.org. And as always, folks, as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We are still watching that problem on 75 southbound, just after M59. We got that accident that was involving a semi that has leaked diesel fuel across the road, and traffic is getting by in the left lane only, and that has caused traffic to be stopped from Baldwin Road. Now you can detour by exiting at Baldwin or Joslin Road and head south into Pontiac to the Woodward Loop and go south to Square Lake. Also, M59 in both directions at 75, the ramps to 75 southbound are closed due to that accident. That's your traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 74 degrees. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 53 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day in 75, and it's currently 48 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program.